This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA. Judy the Beauty takes the Filly and Mare Sprint this past week at Santa Anita, ridden by the Hall of Famer Mike Smith. He pads that record number of victories in the Breeders' Cup, now 21 Breeders' Cup winning rides for Mike Smith, and he is with us now, a busy morning. He's in between workers, so he has 4 or 5 minutes to be with us. We'll make it quick. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, happy to have you on board, and just have to ask you, we'll start with the classic here and Shared Belief, because that was the main storyline coming out of the Breeders' Cup this year. What happened at the start, and was it as bad as it looked on TV?
It's about as bad as it looked, yeah. I would say so. I mean, you get knocked sideways leaving there, you know. I mean, just didn't get much of a chance leaving there, you know. It was you know, first couple of jumps, but, you know, what happened.
Yeah, Byron coming into you from that post position just to your outside, forcing you into Moreno as well, which affected his chances of getting out and running his typical race up close to the pace. It also looked to me like Toast of New York came over on you in the early part of the race as well. The stewards put up the inquiry sign. You decided not to claim foul. How come?
Who said I didn't claim foul?
I had heard that you did not claim foul. Did you claim foul?
Yeah, I didn't claim foul with a quick official out there, but I got on the phone once I got back to the unsaddling area.
Were you surprised with the steward's decision?
Well, I certainly thought something was going to come of it. You know, I mean, when you get bothered that bad, not only leaving there, but on down the racetrack a bit, I mean, I certainly it hindered not only my chances, but several horses' chances. But again, that wasn't my decision. It was theirs, and what it was, you know, whatever happened, and it's just too bad that we didn't get a chance to, you know, to run our race. It would have been great to see a great horse race.
Yeah, my take on the incident, I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. If Moreno isn't impeded, maybe he goes with Byron, puts some pressure on him, and it changes complexion of the race.
You know, I don't know if he'd gone with him or not gone with him. You just hope that you'd all have a fair shot at it, you know.
From a rider's perspective, does this send the wrong message that you can cut other horses off at the start and not suffer any consequences?
Well, not necessarily. You know, I mean, it's kind of known out here in California. They're a bit lenient on the first jump leaving there, you know, but I thought it was significant enough to you know, it certainly hindered my chances anyway. I felt that it did, and I'm sure some other riders felt the same way, you know, but you know, these are judgment calls. These are calls that they make, you know, right off the bat. And sometimes you'll agree with them and sometimes you won't, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because it brings up an interesting point, and that's the issue of consistency statewide.
You're never going to have that with anything in when there's officials. I mean, you're always going to have your opinion and they're going to have theirs. I mean, it's just kind of the way it is, you know.
Yep. But, you know, it's interesting, because in the NFL, we all know what pass interference is. We know it's what holding is. That's a foul the same in Oakland as it is in Pittsburgh, as it is in Denver. And in horse racing, it doesn't seem like there's that consistency from state to state and even race to race.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes there's holding calls that you don't really think they're holding.
Yeah, this was blatant, though.
You know, I mean, it's just going to be that way. That's just part of officiating. Rather that be you calling a ball a strike, or was it outside the strike zone? You know, some people are going to say it was a strike. You've been calling it that way. Some people say, well, it was outside the strike zone. I mean, you're always going to have, you know, controversy. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, it certainly hurt my chances of winning the race.
All right, let's spend just a moment, Mike. I know you have to go. We'll spend just a quick minute talking about Judy the Beauty and the Filly and Mare Sprint. Great performance by this filly.
Yeah, she ran awesome. She really did. It was a great way to finish off the year. You know, she hadn't run too many times this year, but when she's ran, she's made them count.
Yeah, and I talked about Wesley Ward doing a great job bringing her up to the race in great fashion. And take me through the race for just a moment. You had a lot of horse under you.
Well, you know, you just wanted to get away, you know, from the gate again well. And she did. She probably broke as well, if not better, than she ever has. and it put me in a great spot. I mean, I had drawn, well. I was able just to basically, you know, have a straight course. I didn't even have to get in her way any bit at all, you know, leaving there. And then it was just about time in the race from that point on. I felt somebody would come running. Better Lucky just ran a, man, she ran a bang-up race. I never dreamed it, you know, sprinting on the dirt that she'd run the way she ran, but she ran incredible. But we were able, Judy fights, you know, once she got to her, she dug back in, and I felt confident, you know, that I was going to hold her off.
Well, Mike, it's number 21. You pad that record number of wins in the Breeders' Cup, and as always, appreciate the time. We'll let you go get on your horses, and thanks so much,
thanks,
my friend.
Thanks, guys. All right. Appreciate it.